This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States faces a debt deadline next week, setting off another political fight in Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Government's legal authority to borrow money for paying America's debts expires July 31st. If the debt ceiling's not raised by then, there could be a federal default, which has never happened. But Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Republicans will vote against raising the debt limit.
I was hoping that wouldn't be the case.
President Biden notes Republicans extended the government's borrowing authority several times under Donald Trump. It's not unusual for the party that doesn't hold the White House to use the debt ceiling as budget leverage. And this fight comes as the parties battle over the president's giant proposals for boosting spending and taxes on the wealthy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Mark Milley, said the Taliban appear to have the strategic momentum in their sweeping offensives across Afghanistan, but their victory is far from assured. The Taliban are surging across Afghanistan, snapping up territory, with the withdrawal of U.S.-led foreign troops nearly complete. At least 20 civilians have been killed and tens of thousands forced from their homes in heavy fighting between rebels and pro-government forces in Ethiopia's Afar region, which borders war-hit Tigray, an official told AFP Thursday. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent troops into Tigray last November to oust the region's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, TPLF. But fighting has dragged on, killing thousands of people and plunging hundreds of thousands into famine, according to the United Nations. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization Thursday urged Indonesia to implement a stricter and wider lockdown to combat surging COVID-19 infections and deaths, just days after the country's president flagged the easing of restrictions. Indonesia has become one of the epicenters of the global pandemic in recent weeks, with positive COVID-19 cases leaping fivefold in the last 5 weeks. This week, daily deaths hit record highs, with among the highest tolls in the world. Ireland will wait a few weeks before considering easing COVID-19 restrictions beyond Monday's planned resumption of indoor dining and drinking in restaurants and bars, the Deputy Prime Minister said Thursday. Ireland has been gradually unwinding its third and longest lockdown, and earlier this month delayed plans to allow indoor services in pubs and restaurants for the first time this year due to concerns about the COVID-19 Delta variant. The EU said Thursday 200 million Europeans had been fully vaccinated, more than half of the adult population, but still short of a 70% target it had set for the summer. This as several countries across Europe and Asia battle fresh outbreaks blamed on the fast-spreading Delta variant. Japan's Emperor Naruhito Thursday acknowledged the challenges of staging the Tokyo Olympics during a pandemic, telling IOC Chief Thomas Bach it was, quote, a far from easy task, end quote, local media said. International Olympic Committee Chief Bach paid a courtesy visit to the Imperial Palace a day before the opening ceremony, at which the emperor is expected to announce the start of the games. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga welcomed the U.S. First Lady Jill Biden to Tokyo Thursday. She's leading the official U.S. delegation to the Olympic Games. Dr. Biden was scheduled to have dinner with Suga and his wife, Mariko. She will hold a virtual get-together with members of Team USA Friday before meeting Emperor Naruhito at the Imperial Palace. This is Biden's first solo international trip as First Lady. Hong Kong police arrested five people Thursday on sedition charges, saying children's books they had published, featuring wolves and sheep as characters, were aimed at inciting hatred towards the city's government amongst youngsters. The arrests were the latest involving suspected critics of Hong Kong's government that have raised fears about the shrinking space for dissent since Beijing imposed a national security law in June 2020 to put an end to pro-democracy protests in the semi-autonomous city. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.